We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We're getting into some of the latest Deshaun Watson news. We're going to talk to Amy Dash, Odyssey Legal Insider, in just a couple of minutes. She's going to call
break
in
it down
here. But first, let's hear from Tony Busby. He had a press conference, I believe, yesterday it was. First off, he started off by talking about the massage therapists. So the dozens of massage therapists who he represented, some of them were interviewed by the NFL, not all. But what did that interview process go like? Can we hear this first cut here, Ryan?
From the very beginning, we have been open and cooperative with the NFL. At the NFL's request, we made our clients available. We spent hour upon hour in these interviews. From the beginning, one of the first questions asked by the NFL investigators of our clients was, "What were you wearing?" That gave us a lot of pause. Some of the interviews spent most of the time on a deep dive of the victim and little to no questions about the conduct that was being alleged. In some cases, it was our view that when the questioners weren't being aggressive and hostile, they really weren't that interested in what was being said or what had actually happened. Many of our clients left those interviews thinking that they had not been heard.
All right. I want to hear a little bit more here. So I find that kind of disturbing. What were you wearing? As if like they're coming in a bikini top or something to give them a massage.
You deserve it. Like, look at you dressing like that. What do you expect he would do?
So weird.
You're very attractive when you have no clothes on.
Well, yeah, because he looked at my Instagram page hunting me down.
He was literally trolling for good looking women who he thought he could hook up with.
So let's hear a little bit more from Busby, what his clients said that the interviews felt like with the NFL.
One of the women said, "This decision makes me feel defeated." She said, "When I was interviewed with the NFL, it felt more like an interrogation, asking me the same questions over and over, hoping that I would fumble the story about what I experienced so they could claim what I was saying was untrue. They didn't seem interested in the truth, and it's incredibly disheartening."
Well, see, that part, I'm like, well, okay, they do need to get down to the bottom of it, and there have been players who have been falsely accused. So, yeah, I don't know why that doesn't bother me. They want to make sure you tell the same story over and over again with no changes. That's normal as far as I'm concerned. Like, yes, I want to make sure that you're not just trying to shake
like
him down.
There's two parts of it. Like, number one, like, you know, what were you wearing? I don't know. I mean, I guess you got to throw that out there. I have no idea. And
really?
Like you said.
Do you? Does it matter?
I don't know. But I'm saying you need to present both sides. You need to, you know, ask over and over the questions to make sure their stories are real. But then you got to get to the other side of it, you know, and talk more about what happened, what Deshaun Watson did. And it sounds like they never got to that. You know what I mean? It was like, okay, I'm going to question you to try to find out how valid you are and your whole story and everything else. But then I want to hear exactly what happened. And it sounds from even just hearing him a little bit that it never got to that. They weren't really interested in that.
So here's the thing to me. If you're coming in and you're questioning alleged victims who are alleging assault or something traumatic at the hands of somebody in the league, player, coach, trainer, whatever, you got to handle it with a little bit of tact. Right? Like, treat the person like a human being. Don't treat them like they're a criminal who's coming down to the station to give a statement.
But here's the thing. You're receiving this information from Tony Busby.
Right.
So of course, he has
a vested interest.
So like, I do question his motives his agenda.
Let's hear straight from one of the women who has alleged assault. This is Ashley Solis. This is the one person, I believe, who has not settled her case against Deshaun Watson. Can we hear what the last 2.5 years have been like for her?
These past 2.5 years for me have been a very trying time. The whole situation has been emotionally and mentally taxing. I've received multiple death threats, had angry people approach me in public, and I've had hundreds, if not thousands, of people say terrible and vile things about me on the internet. In the beginning, this type of conduct really hurt me. Then as time went by, I became numb to it.
Okay, so that's where I go from. You might think that there's an extortion going on here for Deshaun Watson. You might, not you personally, I'm saying people out there. You know, I a couple weeks ago, I was with friends who, three friends, one of them is a huge Browns fan.
Okay.
And the other two are huge, they're Clemson alum and they're huge Clemson fans. And so it was a very interesting debate to hear the Browns fan was like, God, I'm so embarrassed that this is our quarterback. I don't know what to do. And the two Clemson fans were like, let me tell you why I think Deshaun Watson's innocent. And I was like, okay, you know, this is an interesting little group of people to get a perspective from. I think even if you think this is some kind of case of extortion or something, you hear something like that and that your heart goes out to somebody like that.
No, 100%.
Why would you bring that on yourself?
Why would the young lady who...
Ashley Solis, why would she bring all of that crap on herself and still not settle?
No, I agree with you. I think that she's the only one that hasn't agreed to take some sort of, you know, settlement offer. So she must be the one who's the most angry and maybe the most hurt and refuses. Listen, and I'm all for it. Great. Do it. Stick it to him. Like, he's earned it. Like, but this is, to me, it's when you're talking about, like, you know, the court of public opinion, I would think that Deshaun Watson would be losing more than he is.
I know.
I would think that he should be losing more than he is. I just sit there and I look at, I keep seeing all these clips and these footage of him at practice, and, you know, they're working out and they're in the weight room and they always bring it together at the end of a workout session. Everybody puts their hands in and he's running that drill. Like, he's the leader. Like, hey, we've decided that you're the leader. You're the quarterback. I'm paying you a lot of money. I just don't understand, like, how some of the players, like, if they took the time to read any of it, even if they were, you know, didn't want to believe it. Like, there's so many things. You go, this guy is a freaking weirdo. He is.
Can we hear that second cut from Angela Solis talking about her thoughts on the NFL and how they've handled it?
I'm here today to express my thoughts about the NFL and its proceedings. What do the actions of the NFL say to little girls who have suffered at the hands of someone perceived to have power? That it's not a big deal? That they don't care? Tough shit. That's what I've taken from their actions.
See, to me, it's like when she starts talking about, like, hands of someone of power, like all that she's been through, and she's still sticking with it. And, like, if this came down, like, before the whole Me Too thing blew up, I wouldn't be surprised one bit. But I feel like if this happened, like, what's five? When were we in the middle of it? When was it? Five, six,
Me
7
too?
Years ago?
Yeah. It was like 2017, 2018.
Okay, so if this was 2017, he'd be suspended for a year and a half. I felt like, you know, like now, like you pointed out, Christian, it's like, I know people are getting on him. You know, I've always said it wasn't covered as much as probably it should have been or would have been if it was somebody else who people didn't like before this. You know, but I don't know. I think in the conclusion, it was like because it was a nonviolent sexual assault crime. And it was like, go back 4 or 5 years ago. Remember when mental health meant something? Like what these victims were going through? Like what they've gone through. You listen to this woman, what she's been through in the past. Like, just a year or two ago, we were talking more about, like, mental health and the destruction that something like this would happen on women, and we got to respect that, or men, whatever, all of it. And I feel like with one case, it's, like, all out the door. It's just like, six games. Get your quarterback back. He's out there leading practice, and people are trying to defend it.
It is weird, though, and I don't know what it is. It's because he's you know, beloved, and has a...
Because he's really good at throwing the football.
I know, but there's been other people who have been really good at stuff, and they do bad things, and they get... You know, they get, you know, ripped for it. I feel like maybe it's because there's no trial. He hasn't been found guilty of anything. There were civil cases and he settled them. Maybe because people feel like he's being taken advantage of. They're trying to shake him down.
I think this is the case so often with cases of alleged sexual assault, is if there's no hard evidence, there's no video, there's no recording.
What's her word versus his word?
Or even like a recording of him talking about it or something that you can point to, people are very quick to kind of move along.
And he still denies it 100%. He said he's not guilty of anything.
It just depends on who it is. Because when Antonio Brown was accused of taking his junk out and pleasuring himself with the girl right behind him, it was viewed a lot differently than when this guy did it on the table to multiple women. Yeah, it just viewed
but
differently.
But he also continued to play.
But I think that's Antonio Brown.
But he also continued to play in the league. Like, he didn't get knocked for that. He got knocked in the court of public opinion.
No, he got suspended.
Antonio Brown?
Antonio Brown got suspended. Yeah.
I forgot.
Yeah, no, he did.
Oh, my God. He was out of the league for, like, forever. And then they finally reinstated him. He lost his mind again. But I'm just saying, it's how you feel about the guy initially I mean, nobody likes Trevor Bauer. Nobody cares. This guy's been suspended for 2.5 years for one woman, you know, accusation that wasn't criminal charges. Nobody liked him. In 2.5 years, everyone's fine with it. Some people, I remember baseball reporters were like, ain't enough. I'm like, geez, ain't enough. 2.5 years. $35 million a year. This guy's going to lose $333,000. And it's like, okay. They're going to appeal it, and we'll see what happens. Week 7, who do they play? What's the over-under? Deshaun Watson touchdowns. It's crazy.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.